Welcome to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If you're committed to growing your business by serving audiences with generosity and real expertise, you're in the right place. This is a daily 15-minute show featuring leaders who believe real impact comes from generosity, not hype. Which means, as a listener, you're going to get the good stuff. In fact, we created podverified.com to give thoughtful leaders like you free tools to show up better on podcast stages like this one. That includes your free PodVerified score, free PodVerified guest training, a free media kit builder, and so much more. It's the first ecosystem of its kind built by podcasters who genuinely want to help guests thrive and grow in podcasting. Visit podverify.com if you'd like to be featured as a future guest. I'm Josh Elledge. Let's get into it. With us right now, it's Stacy Bailey. Stacy, you are a senior consultant with the Intention Collective. You're also an executive coach. Your website, intentioncollective.co. Really looking forward to our conversation. Stacy, it's great to have you.
Thanks, Josh. Nice to see you.
Yes. So before we kind of talk about your superpowers and the work you do as an executive coach and consultant, I always love hearing what, passionate leaders are into when they're not at work. And so what have you been geeking out on lately, or what have you been into lately?
This winter, I have decided to try my hand at embroidery. I bought a kit. I've got a whole little set that I'm trying to see if I can winter and go slow and try something new and test that frustration tolerance.
Tell me about, what do you mean by frustration? I want to talk about embroidery because I know it's rather meditative. It's not that difficult, but it is one that you just, it's you spend some time doing.
Yes. Well, so for me, the frustration tolerance is like trying to do something that I've not done before that I may not be great at out of the gate. There are progressively more difficult, stitch patterns and things. So I'm working through that. And then realizing like once you've done something and it doesn't look great, like being like, I'm just going to tear it out and try again and try and get it right. But just trying my hand at something different that's totally different than what I normally do, which is more sort of outgoing and extroverted usually.
So what has been your experience so far?
So far, it's been very meditative. It is very gratifying when you get it just right. And then you look back at the other ones you did and you're like, those are terrible. Scratching those, try again. So I've enjoyed it so far.
What's the difference between a terrible embroidery and a good one?
Well, so like I didn't realize this and I'm still only on the easiest pattern, but there are different stitch patterns that are like flowers and you have to get the sort of like looping intersections just right. Otherwise, it kind of like will collapse on itself. And so then you like, once you do it well, you realize how bad the two you did before were. And so I've just been enjoying like, trying and failing and trying again.
Wow. I like that. So, the embroidery, do you find that it's something that you can do while you're listening or watching something?
Yes, that's been the best part. I got some new headphones for Christmas. I'm like listening to my podcasts that are maybe not kid safe and, listening to the comedians that I love talk and doing some embroidery while I do that.
Any podcast that you care to share?
Oh, I'm obsessed with Amy Poehler's Good Hang.
Good Hang. Yeah. Yeah. She's so awesome.
I just want to be Amy Poehler when I grow up. And then Smartless is the other one.
So oh my gosh. Yes. Yes.
Comedians banter is my favorite.
Yeah. If there was, gosh, I think the funniest, I was just re-listened to, if I'm not mistaken, it's the one where they had Stephen Colbert and Conan O'Brien a long time ago. I don't know if you remember those episodes, but they are kind of it's almost like a two-parter where you have to listen to each of them in order because they had just this hilarious thing that they did with each other. Anyway, just really terrific. Yeah. I love Smartless. Smartless. Well, Stacy, let's talk about the Intention Collective. Tell me what you do.
Great. At Intention Collective, we believe that building healthy leaders and healthy leadership teams is what's going to make a big impact in our communities. And so we work with small, medium-sized businesses to really develop a healthy, thriving culture and leadership team. And that starts with clear strategic planning and accountability structures and 90-day strategies. So it's been really fun. I come from a agency background, so we tend to work with a lot of like service-based businesses, but it's really for the whole spectrum. But we believe clear is kind and unclear is unkind, and really getting leaders to get clear on what they want, what their expectations are of each other and of their teams, so that they can move forward from there.
Well, tell me more. You just said, would you say clarity is kind and lack of clarity is unkind? Or is it,
yes.
Say that again, yes. And then please tell us more about that.
It's a Brené Brown quote. We do a lot of work with Brené Brown's work, but it's clear is kind and unclear is unkind. And a former colleague said this, and we just think that it's so great. She said, lack of clarity is just premeditated resentment. What we find often is that leaders think that they're being clear. Entrepreneurs are usually so idea driven and vision driven, and they think that they're being clear, but usually they're clear as mud, right? Their teams don't really know what they want. Their teams don't really know what's expected of them. So a lot of the work that we do is helping leaders get clear on what's going to be best for the business, for themselves, and for their teams.
All right. Well, I'm hoping you can give us like a little mini TED talk on how we could start taking action in that direction today.
I believe I can. So we are all in on doing 90-day planning rhythms, meaning that people's attention span for what they need to deliver at work tends to be about 80 days before they lose the thread. What were we going for? What are we trying to do this year? So we really believe in these 90-day planning rhythms where you can have a one-year goal, target, what you're trying to accomplish in that year in your business, and then work back over each quarter so that you've got what are the next right things to do for the next 90 days. Having clarity there gives everybody the opportunity to go be autonomous, to accomplish what they need to do towards your business's goals, and then come back together every 90 days and say what it went well, what didn't go so hot, what do we got to do next, which breeds momentum, which breeds accountability, and which breeds clarity so that they've got that intrinsic motivation. And what we know about satisfaction at work, like based on research, is that the greatest predictor of satisfaction at work is the sensation of progress. When people feel like they're making progress, they feel like the business is moving forward, their satisfaction dramatically goes up. And we find that these 90-day rhythms really help achieve that.
I want to advocate for my fellow founders right now, because I know, Stacey, that this is something that I have really struggled with. I know a lot of other founders struggle with this as well, is that I'm sure you're familiar with the concept of, you know, constantly moving the goalposts, right? I am so guilty of this because, you know, when you're in leadership, you know, especially if you're a founder, there's an endless amount of things that need to be done. And one thing that I'm having to remind myself of, and I'm sure that this has application for our teams as well, is truly celebrating our wins. And, you know, one thing that I know that I need to start that I'm looking forward to doing a little bit more of is when I'm looking at something that needs to get done in advance, I say, what does done look like? And what does a win with this look like? So that when I get there, I don't go, okay, good. Yeah, that was just my job. Now I got all these other things to do, right? And so what I've been thinking about or kind of, you know, really pondering and realizing is that if you don't figure that cycle out, and again, I'm sure that this is completely applicable to our teams as well, it never ends. You will never get satisfied. And I've talked with fellow founders and leaders who supposedly get to this holy land of success, and they're still not satisfied because they didn't break this cycle. All right, Stacey, help me out.
Yes. So you're so right. When we move the goalposts, we never achieve anything, right? Everything was like, well, that's good and well and done, but what's next? The great thing about creating these rituals that happen on a consistent and recurring basis is that you can say, okay, this is where we're trying to go in 3 years. let's work back to what we've got to do in the next year to get closer to that, to get a, you know, 30% of the way there. And then what do we got to do over the next 90 days? And then we celebrate every 90 days, the things that we achieved. We hold ourselves accountable to the things we didn't achieve that we said we were going to do. And then we reset our expectations for the next 90 days. It's these rituals and patterns that happen and are predictable that help give us that satisfaction, that sensation of progress, so that we are actually working our way to those goals. And then we can reset what's happening every 3 years or whatever to the point of moving goalposts. Because usually what we see is that the founders, the people in that visionary seat, they've got so many big ideas. They're like out in the far off distance. And the rest of the team is going like, well, wait, what do we have to do? What do we have to do to get there? Where are we going? Right. So we have to create those boundaries so that the founders are focused on the vision and the future, and the team has all of the clarity they need to go make it happen.
Well, Stacy, how do you do that work? Your website is intentioncollective.co.
Yes. So we work with founders and teams on executive coaching, where we can level up leaders to have clear accountability structures, to be better at feedback, to have those crucial conversations. And we also work with leadership teams doing strategic planning. So that looks like we use a toolkit called System and Soul. And it is all of those rituals and rhythms and recurring patterns that we teach you how to implement. And then we help guide you along the way. And we are part of that journey with you over 2 years. So we find it to be a really effective way of teaching good habits and behaviors that help create thriving leadership teams and healthy cultures that are growing in whatever way they want to grow, right? Not just headcount, not just revenue, but in healthy organizations and cultures, so that the founders also can take a break and get some rest.
So to our friend that's been listening, I know on your website, you've got some free guides. These look kind of interesting here. Do you mind sharing maybe to our friend that's listening, how they might connect with you, what resources you offer, where do they go from here? And also too, you know, just anything else that, you know, even if they have to wait before they get, you know, they get to chat with you or whatever, what you might recommend they do in the meantime.
Absolutely. So on our website, intentioncollective.co, there are several free guides around organizational health checkup, which is like an interactive guide they can use, a template to try to self-implement a killer strategy. It will get you at least part of the way, and you can get a sense for what that is like. Certainly, you can connect with us on LinkedIn. I'm Stacy Bailey on LinkedIn, and through the website, where we can schedule a free consult, a call at any time that works best for you.
All right. Intentioncollective.co. Stacy Bailey. Again, you are you're a senior consultant, and it is wonderful to have had you. Stacy, thank you so much for the conversation.
Thanks, Josh.
Thanks for listening to The Thoughtful Entrepreneur. If your goal is to grow your business, increase revenue, and build authority without gimmicks, this show is designed for you. Each episode gives you practical insight from leaders who have turned trust and credibility into real business results. If you value short, thoughtful conversations that respect your time, make sure you're subscribed. We publish daily 15-minute episodes focused on growth that actually compounds. And if you're interested in being a guest or you want to turn podcast appearances into measurable business growth, visit podverified.com. You can start for free with your PodVerified score, along with free podcast guest training and a free media kit builder. These tools are built to help you get booked on better shows, deliver stronger interviews, and convert audience trust into revenue. No more desperate sales. You truly can enjoy all the business you like by generously sharing your wisdom. Everything we offer is built by podcasters for guests with a focus on trust, organic growth, and long-term business success. Thanks again for spending your time with us. I'll see you next time.